Irene Adler. I take care to point out that Irene Adler remains a significant character in Holmes' personal history, a contralto singer and a general lady about town who, after some kind of affair with the King of Bohemia, had retired to London. The king hired Holmes to try and recover an unfortunate photograph of the pair. Apparently, he did not want it to reach his soon-to-be bride before they married. While the photograph remained safe, thanks to a promise from Ms. Adler, Holmes did fail to get the picture back from her. In fact, Adler managed to outsmart him entirely and sailed away from the country with her new husband in tow. Looking back, I believe to Sherlock Holmes she was always the woman. I have seldom heard him mention her under any other name. In his eyes, she eclipsed and predominated the whole of her sex. It was not that he felt any emotion akin to love for Irene Adler. All emotions, and that one particularly, were abhorrent to his cold, precise, but admirably balanced mind. He was, I take it, the most perfect reasoning and observing machine that the world had ever seen. To this day, I will never forget the king's expression when he thanked Holmes in full for solving the case, even though he was technically the victim. To Holmes, he seemed the shabbier one by the end of it. "From what I have seen of this lady," Holmes stated, "she seems indeed to be on a very different level from Your Majesty." May I now introduce you to the one woman of dubious and questionable memory, Ms. Irene Adler.